Señor Jesús,
Lord Jesus,
gracias te damos, Señor,
we give you thanks
por la oportunidad nuevamente,
for the opportunity once again,
de estar en tu casa,
that you've given us to be here in the house of the Lord,
y tener compañerismo contigo, Señor,
and to have fellowship with you.
Desde el huerto del Edén,
Lord, from the Garden of Eden,
se dice que tú bajabas de tarde en tarde.
The word tells us that you would come down in the cool of the evening.
Y tú tenías compañerismo con Adán y con Eva al mismo tiempo.
And you had fellowship with Adam and Eve at the same time.
Y desde ese día, Señor,
and from that day, Lord,
yo aprendí a conocer,
I started to realize,
que tú amas el compañerismo con la raza humana,
that you love fellowship with us human beings.
Y si eso es así, Padre amado,
and if that's that way, Lord,
aquí estamos esta tarde,
Lord, we are here this evening,
Señor, esperando tener compañerismo,
Lord,
contigo.
Waiting to have fellowship with you.
Hemos cantado las alabanzas.
Lord, we've sung the songs.
Hemos cantado desde lo profundo de nuestro corazón.
We've sung with all of our hearts.
Pero ahora, Señor,
but now, Lord,
es tiempo de que tú nos hables.
It's time that you speak to us.
Queremos escuchar de ti.
We want to hear from you, Lord.
En un mundo que está muriendo.
In a world that's dying.
En un mundo agonizante.
In a world that's agonizing.
Lo único vivo es tu palabra.
The only thing that's alive is your word.
Así que, Señor,
and so, Lord,
te pedimos que nos des tu palabra esta tarde.
We ask that you'd give us of your word this evening.
En el nombre de nuestro Señor Jesucristo.
In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ.
Amén.
Amen.
Señor le bendiga a todos.
May God bless you all.
Es un placer y un privilegio estar con ustedes esta tarde.
It's a pleasure and a privilege to be here with you.
Estar compartiendo nuevamente con ustedes.
And to be able to fellowship with you once again.
Y poder compartir la palabra.
And to be able to share the word of God with you.
Estoy nervioso.
I'm a little nervous.
Yo no sé por qué estoy tan nervioso hoy.
I don't know why I'm so nervous today.
No entiendo la razón, el por qué.
I don't know the reason why.
Pero yo sé que estoy en familia.
But I know that I'm part of a family.
Estoy en una iglesia que me siento bien estar.
I'm in a church that I feel good being in.
Donde tengo amigos.
Where I know I have friends.
Y tengo hermanos.
And I have brethren.
Entonces, bueno, reciban saludos de la iglesia allá en Honduras.
We send you greetings. We give you greetings from the church there in Honduras.
También de parte de mi familia, mi esposa que no pudo estar con nosotros.
As well as my wife who cannot be here with us at this time.
Quizá por eso estoy nervioso hoy.
Maybe that's the reason why I'm nervous.
Queremos decirles que agradecemos la visita de nuestro hermano Wade.
We want to let you know that we appreciate Brother Wade's visit to Honduras.
Fuimos muy bendecidos por la visita de nuestro hermano.
We were really blessed with Brother Wade's visit.
Los ministros, los pastores.
The ministers, the pastors.
Y nuestra iglesia también fue muy bendecida.
And our church was really, really blessed.
Estuvimos en una reunión de ministros.
We were there at a ministers' meeting.
Y el Señor usó mucho a este muchacho que está aquí.
And the Lord used this young man here.
En una manera que yo nunca lo había visto predicar.
In a way that he's never preached, that I've never heard him preach like that before.
Fue una bendición para nosotros.
It was a blessing to us.
Él es así calmado.
You know, he's a little calm, a little quiet.
Pero estaba brincando en la plataforma.
But he was jumping on the platform.
Fue algo muy maravilloso escuchar a nuestro hermano también.
It was something very wonderful to hear our brother once again.
Entonces, Dios bendiga estos ministros.
So God bless you all. God bless these ministers here at the church.
Vamos a ir a la Biblia, al libro de Romanos.
Amen. Let us go to the word. Let's go to the book of Romans.
Es bueno ver al hermano Aaron, al hermano Bob.
Good to
nuevamente.
See brother Aaron, brother Bob, once again.
A todos ustedes, me
contenta
verlos.
Each one of you, it's really, really good to see you.
Libro de Romanos, capítulo 8, verso 12.
Romans, chapter 8, verse 12.
Pueden indicar con un amén una vez que lleguen por ahí.
If you have it, say amen.
La Biblia dice, así que hermanos, deudores somos, no a la carne, para que vivamos conforme a la carne.
Therefore, brethren, we are debtors not to the flesh, to live after the flesh.
Porque si vivimos conforme a la carne, vivís conforme a la carne, moriréis. Mas si por el Espíritu hacéis morir las obras de la carne, viviréis.
For if ye live after the flesh, ye shall die. But if ye through the Spirit do mortify the deeds of the body, ye shall live.
Porque todos los que son guiados por el Espíritu de Dios, estos son hijos de Dios.
For as many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God.
Pues no habéis recibido el espíritu de esclavitud para estar otra vez en temor.
For you have not received the spirit of bondage again to fear.
Sino que habéis recibido el espíritu de adopción por el cual clamamos Abba Padre.
But you have received the spirit of adoption whereby we cry Abba Father.
El espíritu mismo da testimonio a nuestro espíritu de que somos hijos de Dios.
The spirit itself beareth witness with our spirit that we are the children of God.
Y si hijos, también herederos.
And if children, then heirs.
Herederos de Dios y coherederos con Cristo.
Heirs of God and joint heirs with Christ.
Si es que padecemos juntamente con Él, para que juntamente con Él seamos glorificados.
If so be that we suffer with Him, that we may be also glorified together.
Pues tengo por cierto,
for I reckon that the sufferings,
que las aflicciones del tiempo presente no son comparables con la gloria venidera que en nosotros ha de manifestarse.
Of this present time are not worthy to be compared with the glory which shall be revealed in us.
Porque el anhelo ardiente de la creación,
for the earnest expectation of the creature,
es el aguardar la manifestación de los hijos de Dios,
waiteth for the manifestation of the sons of God.
Vamos a inclinar nuestros rostros mientras oramos.
Let us bow our heads once again.
Padre celestial,
Heavenly Father,
gracias nuevamente, Señor.
We thank you once again, Lord.
Esta vez por tu palabra.
Lord, this time for your word.
Señor, te pedimos, Señor.
And Lord, we ask
que tu unción santa descienda, Padre.
That your holy anointing would come down.
Señor, y nos permite entrar en el Espíritu
Lord,
esta noche.
Let us get in the Spirit, Father.
Señor, esto lo pedimos para honra y gloria tuya.
Lord, we ask this for your honor and glory.
Y que si alguien vino enfermo pueda irse sano por tu palabra,
and
Señor.
And that if someone came here sick, that they may go out well,
si
Father,
vino,
through your word.
Si alguien vino debilitado, que pueda irse, Señor, con fuerzas.
If someone came in weak, that they may leave with strength, strong.
Señor amado, porque para eso vino tu palabra.
Lord, because that's the reason your word came.
Tu palabra vino para sanar. Nuestras enfermedades,
your word came to heal our sicknesses,
y para librarnos de nuestras ruinas,
and
Señor,
to deliver us from our evil.
Señor, te pedimos esto,
Lord, we ask these things
en el nombre de Jesucristo,
in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.
Tomen asiento.
Amen. You may be seated.
Yo creo que estamos viviendo bajo la el mundo está viviendo bajo una tremenda expectativa.
I believe that the world today is living under a great expectation.
Y la expectativa que el mundo tiene es creada por la unción que está en ellos.
The expectation that they have is formed because of the anointing that's upon them.
Usted sale a la calle y usted se da cuenta que el mundo está bajo una unción.
You go out to the street and you realize that the people are under a certain anointing.
El mundo entero está entrando a una unción.
The whole world is coming into a certain anointing.
Hay una unción en esta edad de la iglesia en la cual nosotros estamos viviendo.
There is an anointing in this church even today in this age where we're living in.
Hay una unción que ha caído sobre el mundo y ellos viven bajo esa atmósfera.
There is an anointing that has fallen upon this world and they're living under that atmosphere.
Los medios de comunicación alimentan esa unción.
The news, the ways of communication, they feed, they keep feeding that anointing.
Ellos ven las noticias y las noticias alimentan ese espíritu en el cual ellos viven.
People watch the news and they are feeding upon more of that spirit that they already have upon them.
Y toda esa información lo único que trae es temor hacia ellos.
And all that information does is just bring more fear upon the people.
Ellos viven en una unción de miedo.
People are living under an anointing fear.
Están viviendo en una unción de temor.
People are living under fear.
Ellos leen el periódico, abren el periódico.
They open up the newspapers.
Y lo único que ven son malas noticias.
And all they see is bad news.
Ellos ponen CNN.
They look, they turn on CNN.
Y lo único que hay son malas noticias.
And all they see is bad news.
Cualquier noticiero que usted vea,
any news agency that you watch,
el 80% de lo que presenta son malas noticias.
80% of what they give you is bad news.
Calentamiento global por un lado.
Global warming on one end.
Rumores de guerra en otro lado.
Rumors of war on another end.
Muerte en el sur,
death in the south,
En el África hambrunas,
hunger in Africa.
Hay todo tipo de malas noticias.
All kinds of bad news.
Si usted fuera a Honduras,
if you would go to Honduras,
usted se daría cuenta que hay muerte por todo lado.
You would know that there's death all over.
Asesinatos por todos lados.
People being killed left and right.
Solamente hay una cosa de la cual nos podemos dar cuenta entonces.
But there's one thing that we realize because of all that's going on.
Es que el mundo se está cayendo.
Is that the world is falling apart.
Pero la Biblia misma nos dice,
but the Bible itself tells us
que eso tendría que pasar en
that
este tiempo.
Those things had to take place at this time.
Para el mundo es una expectación de miedo.
For the world is a fear.
Para el mundo es la unción en la que ellos están viviendo.
For the world it's an anointing that they're living under.
Porque no conocen más que lo que está alrededor de ellos.
Because they do not know anything else gets going on around them.
Y ellos saben que algo grande está en camino.
And they know that something great is on its way.
Eso ellos saben que algo está a punto de pasar.
They know that something is about to happen.
Con lo que está pasando aquí en su país,
even what's happening here in your country,
allá en Los Ángeles,
there in Los Angeles,
el fuego incontrolable,
there's an uncontrollable fire.
Yo he encontrado gente en Honduras,
and I have seen people in Honduras
que dicen, ¿qué es lo que va a pasar con Los Ángeles?
That say, what is going on in Los Angeles?
¿Qué va a pasar dentro de unos años en Los Ángeles?
What's going to happen in Los Angeles in a few years?
¿Por qué tanta cosa mala está pasando
ahí? Why are there so many things happening there?
Yo creo que nosotros sabemos lo que va a pasar
con
ellos.
I believe what we know that what's going to happen to
them. Yo sé que es algo duro de decirlo.
We know that it's hard to say.
Pero es que no fui yo quien lo dije.
But it wasn't me that said it.
Fue el profeta de Dios que lo dijo.
It was the prophet of God that said it.
Y yo quiero hacer al profeta de Dios a un lado y decir que eso era más bien así dice el Señor.
And I want to say that was thus saith the Lord.
Ellos dicen, ¿qué va a pasar más adelante?
They ask, what is going to happen
yo
later on?
Yo no estoy esperando por lo que va a pasar adelante.
I'm not waiting for what's going to happen
yo
later on.
Yo quiero decirle esta noche,
I want to tell you tonight,
que no es que algo va a pasar adelante.
That it's not that something is going to happen.
Yo quiero que usted se dé cuenta.
But I want you to realize
que algo está pasando
that
hoy.
That something is happening today.
No tenemos que ver a un Dios en el pasado.
We don't have to look at a God of the past.
Ni esperar por un Dios en el futuro.
Or wait for the God of the future.
Es tiempo de ver a un Dios
tiempo
presente. It's time
to see a present God.
Dios está lidiando con el mundo.
God is dealing with the world.
Dios está permitiendo que destrucción venga al mundo.
God is allowing for destruction
pero en un,
to come.
En un lugarcito aparte.
But the world in a separate little spot.
Está preparando un pueblo.
He's preparing a little group.
Está preparando una novia.
He's preparing a bride
para poder llevársela en un rapto glorioso.
To be able to take her in a glorious rapture.
Oh, yo no estoy esperando la gran tribulación.
Oh, I'm not waiting for the great tribulation.
Yo tengo aquí la agenda de este año 2025.
I have here the agenda of 2025.
Y aquí dice lo que voy a algunas cosas que voy a predicar.
And there's a few things that I want to preach to you.
Aquí dice que el domingo voy a estar en cierto lugar.
Here in this agenda it says that I will be this coming Sunday at a certain place.
Y que el otro mes en otro lugar.
And then the next month I'll be at another place.
Pero en mi agenda no está que yo voy a estar en la gran tribulación.
But in my agenda it doesn't say that I'm going to be in great tribulation.
Yo no he agendado estar en ese evento.
I have not put that in my agenda.
Porque eso no me pertenece
because
a mí.
Because that does not belong to me.
El mundo está en una unción de miedo esta noche.
The world right now is in an anointing of fear right now.
Pero yo no vivo en una unción
but
de miedo.
But I don't live under fear.
Cuando yo veo las noticias,
when I watch the news,
y yo veo lo que viene al mundo,
and I see what's coming to the earth,
yo no estoy preocupado por lo que viene al mundo.
I'm not worried what's coming to earth.
¿Sabe por qué?
Do you know why?
Porque yo tengo un absoluto.
Because I have an absolute.
Yo tengo un absoluto y ese absoluto
I have
está
an absolute
en la palabra
and that absolute is in the word of God.
Y la palabra de Dios me dice
and the word of God tells
que
me
antes que las plagas vengan
that
a la tierra,
before the plagues fall down
ese gran imán descenderá del cielo,
that great magnet will come Amen. Down from heaven
y tomará Amen. Su novia y se la llevará de and regreso a casa.
Will take his bride and take her home.
Deje que el mundo se caiga que pa pedazos.
Let the world fall apart.
Los gobiernos se caerán a
let
pedazos.
The governments fall apart.
Los sistemas se caerán
let
a pedazos.
The systems fall
pero
apart.
Yo estoy seguro
but I am sure
que la iglesia del Dios viviente
that the church of the living God is going to stand firm.
Gloria sea dado
glory
Señor.
Be to the name of the Lord.
Aleluya.
Aleluya.
Nadie tiene miedo aquí, ¿verdad?
None of y'all are scared here, right?
¿Tienen el ejército más poderoso?
You are in the greatest, most powerful army there is.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
No hay por qué estar con temor.
You don't have to be walking around in fear.
Que se levantarán enfermedades.
That there will be sicknesses coming.
No importa.
Doesn't matter.
No importa.
It doesn't matter.
Que vendrá, que el gobierno, bueno, que Donald Trump va a mejorar todo.
That Donald Trump is going to make things better.
Gloria sea dada al Señor. Las cosas.
The things
pueden ponerse peores.
Could probably get worse.
Pero usted no se preocupe por eso.
But you don't have to worry about that.
Usted no tiene que preocuparse por sus problemas.
You don't have to be worried about your problems.
Usted no tiene que preocuparse por su familia.
You don't have to be worried about your family.
Usted no tiene que preocuparse por sus hijos.
You don't have to be worried about your children.
Solo póngalos en las manos del Señor.
Place them in the hands of God.
La Biblia dice que él es el mismo ayer, hoy, por todos los siglos.
The Bible says that he's the same yesterday, today, and forever.
Y si hay algo que él puede hacer es tener cuidado.
And if there's something that he can do is take care of his children.
No se le olvide a usted.
Don't forget
que hay una vida detrás de ese nombre precioso que usted cree.
That there is a life behind that name that you claim.
Hay una vida viviendo detrás de esta palabra.
There is a life that's behind this word.
¿Alguien lo cree?
Do you believe that?
Este no es un libro muerto.
This is not a dead book.
Hay una vida viviendo detrás de este
esta Biblia. There is a life behind this word.
Si usted cree esta palabra,
if you believe this word,
y usted le pone fe a esta palabra,
and if you put faith in this word,
entonces esa vida viene,
then that life comes
y la vuelve realidad,
and will make it a reality to
eso
you.
Pasó con Hattie Wright.
That's what happened with Hattie Wright.
Eso fue lo que agradó al Espíritu Santo de Dios.
That's what pleased the Holy Spirit of
cuando
God.
El profeta de Dios estaba en esa casa que ya se caía,
when the prophet of God was in her house that was falling apart,
y estaba testificando acerca de lo que había pasado.
And he was testifying to her what had been happening in his ministry.
Aquella tarde que no había cazado nada.
That afternoon he had not hunted anything.
Y entonces el Espíritu Santo vino y le dijo, Billy, ¿qué quieres que haga por ti?
And the Holy Spirit came and asked Brother Branham, Billy, what do you want me to do for you?
Eso sería maravilloso en nosotros.
That would be wonderful for us, wouldn't
hermano
it?
Bob, ¿qué quiere que el Señor haga por usted?
Brother Bob, what do you want the Lord to do for you?
Hermano Aaron, ¿qué quiere que el Señor
Brother
haga por
Aaron,
usted?
What do you want the Lord to do for
una
you?
Una cosa es que yo le diga a usted.
One thing is for me to ask you that.
Hermano Luis, ¿qué quiere que yo haga por usted?
Brother Eric, Brother Luis, what do you want me to do for you?
Yo me encontraría en problemas al decir eso.
I would find myself in a problem or in a pickle if I was asked that
porque
question.
Porque yo soy limitado.
Because I'm limited.
Si hermano Wade me dice, yo necesito que usted haga sanidad por mí.
Brother Wade, if Brother Wade would ask me, I need you to heal me.
Yo no puedo hacer eso.
I can't do that.
Si uno de ustedes me dice, necesito $5,000.
If one of you would say, I need $5,000.
Yo no tengo.
I don't have $5,000.
Yo soy limitado.
I'm limited.
Si usted me dice, me pide muchas cosas, yo no puedo solventarlo.
If you ask me many things, I can't help you in.
Quizás si usted le dice al pastor, usted diga, el pastor puede solucionar mi problema.
Maybe if you ask the pastor, pastor, could you solve my problem, my issue?
Quizás el diácono pueda solventar sus problemas.
Maybe the deacon could help solve the problem.
Yo lo voy a decepcionar.
And I'm gonna fail you.
Pero realmente,
but let me tell you, really,
cuando usted vino a la palabra,
when you came to the word,
usted no vino a que el pastor sea su ayudador.
You did not come to the word so that the pastor can be your helper.
Porque el Espíritu Santo no guía al hombre al hombre.
Because the Holy Spirit, okay, look at you.
El Espíritu Santo no guía al hombre hacia el hombre.
Because the Holy Spirit does not lead a man to another man.
El Espíritu Santo lo guía usted a la palabra.
The Holy Spirit always leads you to the word.
El Espíritu Santo lo guía usted a Cristo.
The Holy Spirit always leads you to Christ.
Y hay alguien que tiene cuidado de nosotros y es nuestro Señor Jesucristo.
And he who takes care of us is the Lord Jesus Christ.
Hattie sabía eso.
Hattie enlighten you that.
Se acercó al hermano Branham.
Sister Hattie came to Brother Branham.
Y empezó a poner atención a lo que estaban diciendo.
And she just started paying attention to what they were talking about.
La conversación no era con ella.
The conversation didn't involve her.
Nadie había llamado a Hattie a sumarse a la conversación.
None of them had called Sister Hattie Wright to go over there and conversate with them.
Hattie lo único que tenía.
Sister Hattie, the only thing she had
era una necesidad.
Was a need.
Yo creo que muchas veces nosotros,
and I believe that many times us,
no sabemos ni cómo orarle al Señor.
We don't even know how to pray to
no
the
sabemos
Lord.
Cómo acercarnos al Señor.
We don't even know how to approach God.
No tenemos habilidades para acercarnos.
Sometimes we don't know how to do it.
No tenemos ninguna habilidad para hablar con él.
Or the ability enough to be able to speak to him.
Pero tenemos una necesidad.
But if we have a need,
una necesidad que ningún hombre puede conceder,
that no man can help solve.
Entonces ahí podemos ir al Señor.
That's when you'll know how to pray to God.
Ahí fue cuando Hattie oyó la palabra.
And that's when Sister Hattie, she heard the word.
Y ella solamente dijo,
and all she said,
eso no es nada más que la verdad.
That is nothing but the truth, Brother Brown.
Eso es lo que se necesita.
And that is all you need.
Que cuando usted oye la palabra,
that when you hear the word,
pueda creer que es la palabra
you
de
can
Dios.
Believe that it's the word of God.
No importa lo que diga el médico.
Doesn't matter what the doctor's told you.
No importa lo que diga el
especialista. Doesn't matter what the specialist has
no
told you.
No importa lo que diga cualquier persona
doesn't matter
fuera
what
la palabra.
Any person outside this word has
lo
told
que importa
you.
Lo que dice Hebreos 13,
the only
8.
Thing that matters is what Hebrews 13:8 has said.
El mismo.
That he's the same.
Right. Ayer,
yesterday.
Hoy,
today.
Y por todos los siglos.
And forever.
Y él no cambia.
And he doesn't change.
Hallelujah. Yes.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hay una vida detrás de esto.
There is a life behind this word.
Y esta palabra nos trae a nosotros.
And I believe that this word brings us.
Tengo que apurarme.
I need to go a little quick.
Ya es que ya no estoy nervioso.
Yeah, it's because I'm not nervous anymore. That's
amen.
Why.
Es por culpa de ustedes.
It's your fault.
Esta palabra.
This word.
Nos trae a nosotros
brings to us
para que el carácter nuestro
it comes to us so that our character
sea quitado o echado fuera
can be molded or taken out of the way
para que el carácter de Cristo sea formado
so that the character of Christ can be formed in us.
¿Cuántos quisieran tener el carácter de Cristo?
How many of you would like to have the character of Christ?
¿Puedo ver sus manos?
Can I see your hands?
Amen.
Okay.
All right.
Porque entonces déjenme mostrarles la manera.
So let me show you then the way.
Solamente hay un camino para llegar a través del al carácter de Cristo.
There is
al
only
de
one way to get to be able to have the character of Christ.
Es a través del sufrimiento.
And it's through suffering.
Amen.
¿Le gusta el carácter de Cristo?
Do you like the character of Christ now?
Yep.
¿Le gusta el sufrimiento?
Do you like to suffer?
No hay ninguna mano levantada.
I don't see not one raised hand here. There's one over there.
Prepárese porque va a tener sufrimiento quizás.
So maybe it's because she already knows that she might have some suffering coming.
Esa es la única forma de llegar.
But that's the only way to get to the character of Christ.
Hermana Sara, si usted quiere el carácter de Cristo,
Sister Sarah, if you want the character of Christ,
tiene que pasar por el sufrimiento.
You have to go through some suffering.
No hay atajos.
There are nothing to hold you back.
No hay caminos cortos.
There are no shortcuts.
Solamente
the only way
es a través del sufrimiento.
Is through suffering.
Para David poder reinar.
Now, in order for David to be able to be king,
tuvo que pasar por un proceso.
He had to go through a process.
Usted sabe, Samuel estaba buscándole un rey al Señor.
You know, Samuel was looking for a king for the Lord.
No estaba buscando un rey para el pueblo de Israel.
He wasn't looking for a king for the people of Israel.
Estaba buscando un rey para el Señor.
He was looking for a king for the Lord.
Porque el Señor había dicho,
because the Lord had said,
yo me proveeré de un rey.
I will provide myself a king.
David era la elección, no la elección de Israel.
It didn't come in not by election from Israel.
Era la elección de Dios.
But it was God's election there.
Samuel llegó a la casa de Isaí.
Samuel came to the house of
Jesse.
Thank you.
Good job, brother.
Thank you.
It's good to know when he knows English too.
Y él llevaba la vasija en su mano.
And he had the pot in his hand.
Todos conocen la historia.
And you all know the story.
Y ahí tenía esa vasija llena de aceite.
Not the pot, but the little vase where the crucifix oil.
Y cuando miró al primero,
and when he saw the first one,
dijo, él es un buen cantor.
He said, he's a good singer.
Él puede hacerlo.
I believe that he can do it.
Él es un buen hermano.
He's a good brother.
Él puede hacerlo.
He can do it.
Y iba a derramar
and
la,
he was
la
getting ready to pour the oil upon
pero
him.
Alguien lo detuvo.
But somebody held him back.
Y dijo, no, no es él.
And he said, no, it's not him.
No es él, tienes que buscar a otro.
It's not him, you're going to have to find another one.
Así que llegó el otro, allá estaba.
So he went to the other one, and there he was.
Y dijo, este es bueno para
he
hacer
said,
el trabajo.
This one, he can do the job.
Él tiene mucha elocuencia.
He has a lot of eloquence.
Él puede hacerlo.
He can do it.
Él es simpático.
He's funny.
Él va a poder hablar bien con la gente.
He carries himself well with the people.
Es mejor que vacíe el aceite sobre él rápido.
I need to go ahead and pour the oil upon him quickly.
Hacer,
and when he was getting ready to do it, something held him back.
Espera, no es
no.
Él, detente.
He said, hold on, no, that's not him.
No es él.
I didn't choose him.
Y así pasó cada uno de ellos.
He went through each one of the brothers.
Porque la Biblia dice,
because the Bible says
que Dios
that God
no mira
does not look
la apariencia de una persona
at the way someone's appearance.
Y yo le doy gracias al Señor por
and
eso.
I thank God for that.
Porque en el mundo hay gente más habilidosa que nosotros.
Because there are people out here in the world who can it better than you and
yo,
me can.
Yo no quiero herir los sentimientos de ustedes.
I don't want to hurt none of y'all's feelings.
Pero jóvenes,
but young people
en sus colegios,
in your schools
hay muchachos mejores que ustedes.
There are people or there are kids there that can maybe outdo you.
Hermanos,
brethren,
en sus trabajos,
at your job,
hay gente mejor que ustedes.
There are probably people that can outdo you in your job.
Pero no son la elección de Dios.
But they're not part of the election of God.
Gracias al Señor.
And thank God
que no descansamos en nuestras habilidades.
That we don't rest upon our abilities.
Descansamos en la elección eterna del Dios Todopoderoso.
We rest on the election, the eternal election of God.
Cuando David estaba allá cuidando ovejas,
when David was up there taking care of the
y
sheep,
se acercó a Samuel,
and he came to Samuel,
Samuel no tuvo que acercarse a él para derramar el aceite.
Samuel did not have to come to him to pour the oil upon
el
him.
El Espíritu Santo más bien empujó a Samuel
the
a vaciar el aceite.
Push Samuel in order to go pour that oil upon
porque
him.
Ese David era la elección que Dios tenía.
Because that was who was elected by God.
¿Cuántos creen que Dios ha derramado la unción de la hora sobre ustedes?
How many believe that God's anointing has been poured upon you in
porque
this hour?
Porque hay una unción también sobre la novia del Señor Jesucristo.
Because there is an anointing upon the bride of Christ in this hour.
No es la unción de león.
It's not the anointing of a lion.
No es la unción del buey.
It's not the anointing of the ox.
No es la unción del hombre.
It's not the anointing of the man.
Pero es la unción del águila.
But it's the anointing of the eagle.
Es la unción del que se remonta arriba en las alturas.
It's the anointing, the one that gets up high in the heavens.
Es la unción del rapto.
It's the rapture anointing.
Es por eso que no tenemos miedo esta noche.
That's the reason why we're not afraid tonight.
Que venga lo que venga.
That whatever comes to our way.
El águila vuela por encima de lo que viene.
The eagle will be able to fly above those things.
Aleluya.
Aleluya.
No gusta esa parte de David.
Now you like that part about David, right?
Pero hay otra parte de David.
But there is another part of David.
Donde lo vemos a él.
Where we see him.
Que cometió un error.
That he made a mistake.
Eso significa.
And that means.
Que puedo ser escogido.
That you can be, I can be chosen.
Y cometer errores.
And make mistakes.
Eso significa
that means
que puedo ser ungido para ser rey,
that I can be anointed to be king
y todavía cometer errores,
and yet make mistakes.
Y errores graves.
And sometimes serious mistakes.
Como el que cometió David.
Just like the one David made.
Y esa parte de David,
and that part of David
es una parte dura.
It was a tough part.
Porque trajo consecuencias graves para David.
It was something tough that came on him because it brought him some bad consequences.
Su hijo se levantó en contra de él.
His own son came against him.
Y lo echó del reino.
And he kicked David out.
Y aquí viene David con su dolor.
And here comes David with his pain.
Con su corazón quebrantado.
With his broken heart.
Subiendo una colina.
Going up a hill.
No va alegre porque acaba de matar al oso.
Not happy because he had just killed a bear.
No alegre porque mató al león.
Not excited because he had killed a lion.
Sino que va triste por el pecado que él había cometido.
But he was sad because of the sin that he had just committed.
Pero él era elegido.
But he was elected.
Recuerda que si usted es elegido,
remember that if you are elected,
usted va a tener victorias,
you will have victories,
y derrotas,
and you will have conquerors as well, or falls.
Usted va a tener victorias.
You will have victories,
pero en algunas ocasiones,
but sometimes you will have.
Usted va a tener derrotas.
You will have times where you will lose, losses.
Cuando estamos en victoria.
When we're in victory,
todos somos cristianos.
We are all Christians.
Todos venimos a la iglesia.
We come to church
cuando estamos en victoria.
When we feel happy and we feel victorious.
Pero no se le olvide.
But don't forget.
Esto es una batalla.
This is a battle.
El profeta de Dios dijo.
The prophet of God said.
En mi tiempo presente, en mis derrotas presentes.
That in my current losses.
Yo voy a recordar.
I'm going to remember.
Mis victorias pasadas.
My previous victories.
Porque no solamente vivimos en derrota.
Because not only do we live in losses.
El Señor siempre nos ve a nosotros en victoria.
The Lord always sees us in victory.
David va subiendo esa colina.
And David is walking up this hill.
Y él va llorando por lo que Absalón le dijo, le hizo.
And he's crying about what Absalom had done to him.
Y él se detiene en esa colina.
And he stands there on top of that hill.
Y voltea a ver hacia Jerusalén.
And he turns to Jerusalem.
Y empieza a llorar sobre Jerusalén.
And he starts crying over Jerusalem.
Que aquella ciudad que él había edificado,
and that city that he had helped build.
Ahora lo había rechazado completamente.
That same city had rejected him.
Ese era David.
That David.
El David ungido.
Was the anointed David.
Pero rechazado.
But rejected at the same time.
Si usted es rechazado.
If you're rejected.
Eso no significa que usted deja de ser ungido.
That doesn't mean that you stop being anointed.
Usted puede ser ungido.
You can still be anointed.
Aunque usted haya sido rechazado.
Even though you've been rejected.
Una prueba de eso.
Una
prueba de eso.
What validates that?
¿Qué iba a decir?
Una prueba de eso.
Una prueba de eso es que usted y yo estamos acá.
Is that you and I are still here. Amen.
Gloria a Dios.
What's a proof? What the proof of that is?
Es que usted y yo estamos acá.
You and me are still here.
Ustedes y yo hemos sido rechazados.
You and me have been rejected.
Como el Señor ha sido rechazado.
Just as the Lord was rejected.
David fue rechazado.
David was rejected.
Pero todavía era el ungido de Dios.
But he was still anointed by God.
¿Le recuerda esa escena a alguien más?
Now, do you remember someone else?
Porque ese era David.
Because that was David.
Pero luego está el hijo de David.
But then the son of David.
Porque el hijo de David también fue rechazado.
Because the son of David was also rejected.
Y subió la misma colina.
And he went out to the same hill.
Y también miró a la misma ciudad.
And he looked at the same people, at the same city.
Lloró sobre la misma ciudad.
He cried over the same city.
Y gritó, oh, Jerusalén, Jerusalén.
And he said, oh, Jerusalem, Jerusalem.
Que matas a los profetas.
You that kill the prophets.
Y apedreas a los que son enviados.
And stone those who are sent to you.
Oh, cuántas veces quise juntarte, Jerusalén.
How many times did I want to gather you, oh, Jerusalem?
Como la gallina junta.
Just as the chicken, amen, takes her chicks under her.
Pero tú,
but you
no quisiste.
Did not want it.
¿Quién no quiso?
Who did not want it?
El pastor?
The pastor?
El diácono?
The deacon?
No.
No.
Fueron ellos.
It was they themselves who didn't want it.
Fue la culpa de ellos.
It was their own fault.
Fue la culpa de ellos.
It was their own fault.
Ellos no quisieron.
They did not want it.
Y en este tiempo,
and in this time,
tenemos todo.
We have everything.
Para lograr el rapto.
Everything in us to be able to make it to a rapture.
Tenemos un mensaje.
We have a message.
Tenemos la palabra revelada.
We have the revealed word.
El libro ha sido abierto.
The book has been opened.
Los misterios han sido revelados.
The mysteries have been revealed.
Los nombres han sido mostrados.
The names have been shown.
Un profeta poderoso ha venido a la tierra.
A powerful prophet has come to the land.
El Espíritu Santo está aquí
hoy.
The
Holy Spirit is here.
¿Cuántos lo creen?
How many believe that?
Oh, gloria a Dios.
Glory to God.
Él no murió cuando murió el hermano Branham.
He did not die when Brother Branham died.
Él no se fue cuando se fue el hermano Branham.
He did not leave when Brother Branham left.
El hermano Branham se fue en el 65.
Brother Branham left in 65.
Eso lo podemos encontrar en el mensaje.
And we can find that in the message.
Pero no podemos encontrar.
But we cannot find.
Que el Espíritu Santo se haya ido.
Where the Holy Spirit left us.
Entonces, ¿dónde está el Espíritu Santo?
So where is that Holy Spirit?
Yo no voy a encontrar el Espíritu Santo en la denominación.
I'm not going to find the Holy Spirit in a denomination.
Pero ahí donde está el cuerpo.
But where the body is.
Ahí está el Espíritu Santo.
There's where the Holy Spirit
is at. Porque él es la cabeza.
Because he is the head.
Y donde estuviera el cuerpo.
And where the body is.
Ahí se juntarán las
águilas. That's where the eagles will be gathered together.
Hoy estamos aquí esta noche.
And we are here tonight.
Porque hay una atracción.
Because there is an attraction.
La atracción no es el hermano Luis.
The attraction is not Brother Luis.
La atracción no es el hermano Eric.
The attraction is not Brother Eric.
No, la atracción es la palabra revelada.
The attraction is the revealed word.
Es que nuestros nombres han sido mostrados.
Our names have been shown unto us.
Este es el título de propiedad.
This is the title deed.
Y la propiedad dice.
And the title deed says.
Que la herencia nos pertenece a nosotros.
That the inheritance belongs to us.
Oh, que hoy estuviéramos leyendo un testamento.
Oh, what if we were here reading a will today?
Yo me parara aquí esta noche.
And I stood up here tonight.
Y yo diría, spoken word church.
And I would say, spoken word church.
Lo que yo leo aquí les pertenece a ustedes.
What I'm reading here, it belongs to you.
Todos estuvieran atentos.
All of you would be very attentive.
Oh, todos estuvieran poniendo atención.
All of you would be paying attention.
Porque yo dijera.
But if I would say.
Lo que dice en este título de propiedad.
What this title deed, this property title deed says.
Es suyo, le pertenece.
It's yours and it belongs to you.
Le pertenece, hermano Dale.
It's yours, Brother Dale.
Aquí dice que.
It says here.
En este testamento que yo tengo.
In this will that I have opened here.
Dice que usted es dueño de muchas propiedades.
Says that you are an owner of many properties.
Tiene un montón de posesiones.
You have a lot of possessions.
Usted tiene que estar atento.
And you're going to have to be attentive.
Porque puedo leer algo.
Because I could read something.
Para usted.
For you.
Y usted no lo escucha bien.
And you not hear it properly.
Pero yo le digo esta noche.
But I'll tell you tonight.
Que no tengo un testamento hecho por hombres mortales.
That I do not have a will that's made by men here tonight.
Tenemos un testamento.
We have a will.
Tenemos un título de propiedad.
We have a title deed.
Tenemos el título de propiedad que nos dice lo que pertenece a nosotros.
We have a title deed here that tells us what belongs to us.
Y este título de propiedad llamado la Biblia.
And this title deed called the Bible.
No está cerrado.
It's not closed.
Está abierto.
It's open.
Para que usted sepa.
So that you would know.
Que todo lo que hay aquí.
That everything that's here.
No le pertenece a la denominación.
Does not belong to a denomination.
Le pertenece a usted.
It belongs to you tonight.
Es suyo.
It is yours.
Sanidad divina. Alguien la necesita.
Healing. Does anyone need healing tonight?
Aquí está. Es suyo.
This is yours tonight.
Mi título de propiedad dice que por su llaga hemos sido curados.
My property title deed tells me that by his stripes I've been healed. Amen.
Usted no me puede decir que no cree en sanidad divina.
You can't tell me that you don't believe in
cuando
divine
tenía
healing.
Un niño pequeño,
when I have a young son.
Que los médicos decían que no iba a poder
that
caminar.
The doctor said that he could not walk.
Que los médicos decían que
that
su espina cordal estaba mala.
That the doctors said themselves that his spinal cord was bad.
Que su cadera no estaba bien.
That his hip was bad.
Y que no podría hablar.
And that he would not be able to talk.
Pero hoy en mi casa tengo un milagro
but
viviente.
I have in my house in Honduras
yo
a living miracle. And I can tell you
que Jesucristo
that Jesus Christ is a healer tonight.
Él puede sanar
he can heal any one of you tonight.
Gloria sea al Señor.
Amen.
Nadie me puede decir que sanidad divina es para otro tiempo.
Nobody can tell me that divine healing is for another time.
No, yo lo pruebo porque Dios lo ha hecho en mí.
I know that that's not true because God has done it in me.
Aquí está el título de propiedad.
This is the title deed right here.
¿Está alguien sufriendo? ¿Está alguien en sufrimiento?
Is someone suffering?
No se preocupe.
Don't worry.
Él es nuestro ayudador.
He is our helper tonight.
Si alguien está sufriendo ansiedad, depresión, lo que sea,
depression or anxiety, no matter what it is,
son solo demonios.
Those are only demons.
Tenemos un Dios que todo lo puede.
We have a God that can do all things. Amen.
Todo lo que pasa.
Everything that happens,
todo el sufrimiento,
every suffering
que puede el Satanás poner en nuestra vida,
that Satan could bring upon us,
son el camino, son el camino,
they're only just a way
para poder,
to be able to
moldear nuestro carácter,
to be able to mold our character.
Y a veces tarda moldear nuestro carácter.
And sometimes it takes a while for our characters to be molded.
Amen.
Es algo duro de poder hacer.
It's something difficult to do.
Porque a veces podemos ser orgullosos.
Because sometimes we can be very prideful.
A veces, sometimes, si el pastor nos corrige,
if the pastor corrects us,
no nos gusta.
We don't like it.
Y decimos, ¿y quién es él para corregirme?
And we say to ourselves, who is he to correct me?
Ahí casi no hay amén.
See, I don't hear not one amen.
Amen.
Aún el Señor Jesús,
but even our Lord Jesus,
tuvo que pasar por un camino de sufrimiento.
He had to go through a suffering way.
Voy a terminar con este pensamiento acá.
And I'm gonna leave you with this thought.
Cuando él nació en el vientre de una mujercita,
when he was formed in the womb of a young lady.
Él nació, vino a este mundo.
He came to this world.
Y llegó a una edad de madurez.
And he came to an age of maturity.
Y cuando era tiempo de comenzar su ministerio,
and it, when it was time for him to start his ministry,
llegó al río Jordán.
He came to the river Jordan.
Y ahí se encontró,
and there he found himself,
al profeta de la hora,
with the prophet of the hour,
porque él era la palabra,
because he was the word,
y la palabra,
and the word,
siempre llega
always
al profeta,
comes to the prophet. Amen.
Y ahí en el Jordán,
and there at the river Jordan,
Juan el Bautista lo miró.
John the Baptist looked at him.
Lo bautizó.
He baptized him.
Y el Espíritu Santo descendió.
And the Holy Spirit descended.
Como paloma.
As like a dove.
Era Dios.
And it was God.
Haciéndose carne.
Becoming flesh.
En Mateo 3:17 dice.
And in Matthew 12:37 it says.
Que cuando eso pasó.
That when that happened.
Hubo una voz en los cielos.
There was a voice in heaven.
Que decía.
That said.
Este es mi hijo amado.
This is my beloved son.
En quien tengo complacencia.
In whom I am well pleased.
Y ahí terminó.
And that's where it stopped.
El Señor Jesús salió de ahí.
Lord Jesus left the scene, left that river.
Y parecía que eso había sido todo.
And it seemed like that was it.
Pero faltaba algo más.
But there was something else.
Amen.
Él atravesó el rechazo.
He found himself with rejection.
Comenzó el entrenamiento.
He started being trained.
Porque también nosotros tenemos que ser
entrenados. Because we also need to be trained.
El bautismo no es todo.
The water baptism is not everything.
Venir a la iglesia no lo es todo.
Coming to church is not everything.
Se necesita algo más.
You also need more than that.
Se necesita entrenamiento.
You need training.
Necesitamos disciplina.
You need discipline.
Señor Jesús siguió en
su
camino.
Lord Jesus, he kept walking.
Pero cuando él estuvo listo,
but when he got to a point,
el Señor,
the Lord,
lo tomó a él a solas.
Took him by himself.
Solo tomó tres testigos con él.
And he only took three witnesses with him.
Pedro,
Peter,
Jacobo,
James,
y Juan,
and John.
Y le dijo Jesús,
and Jesus told him.
El Espíritu Santo le dijo a Jesús.
Or the Holy Spirit told Jesus. Yeah.
Es tiempo de ir más alto.
It's time for you to go higher.
Porque algo más va a pasar.
Because something else is about to happen.
Quizá vemos nosotros que ya el Espíritu Santo había posado sobre él.
And we know that the Holy Spirit was upon him.
Amen.
y que el Espíritu Santo moraba en él.
And that the Holy Spirit dwelled in him.
Pero parece que faltaba algo.
But it seemed like that there was still something not
porque el Señor,
lacking. Because the Lord,
el Espíritu Santo,
the Holy Spirit,
lleva a Jesús,
takes Jesus
a un monte alto,
to a high mountain.
A él y tres discípulos.
He takes him and three of his disciples.
Y lo lleva prácticamente a solas, casi a solas.
And he takes them there by himself.
A un lugar aparte.
To a separated spot.
Donde solamente está él.
Where it's just him.
Y el Padre.
And the Father.
Y ahí mismo en ese monte alto.
And there at that mountain.
Después de que ha subido ese monte.
After he went up that mountain.
Usted sabe lo que pasa.
You know what happens.
Una transfiguración ocurre.
There was a transfiguration that took
Pedro
place.
Ahí está Pedro viendo lo que está pasando.
Peter is seeing what's happening.
Y Pedro se asombra por lo que él ve.
And Peter is shocked at what he's looking at.
Él ve el rostro de Jesús tornándose brillante.
The face of Jesus as white as.
Y que algo está tomando lugar en él.
And that something is happening to him.
Es Jesús que se está transfigurando.
It's Jesus that's being transfigured before.
Algo está pasando.
Something is happening.
El profeta le llama.
The prophet calls it.
Que Jesús.
That Jesus.
Estaba llegando al lugar de adopción.
Was coming to his place, adoption place.
Yo creo que a eso hemos venido a esta tierra.
And I believe that we've all come to that place.
No venimos a perder el tiempo.
We don't come here to waste time.
No venimos aquí a pasar el frío y el sol.
We don't come here to just go day in and day out.
El Señor nos trae.
The Lord has brought us to His Word
para ser sus hijos adoptados.
So that we could become adopted children
pero
of God.
Para poder ser adoptados,
but in order to be adopted,
para poder tener el carácter de Cristo,
in order to have the character of Christ,
se necesita atravesar el sufrimiento.
You have to suffer.
Cuando Jesús llegó ahí,
when Jesus got there,
Pedro lo miró.
Peter looked at him.
Inmediatamente Pedro pensó.
And immediately Peter thought.
Ahí está Moisés.
There's Moses.
Ahí está Elías.
And there's Elijah.
Hagamos dos enramadas aquí.
Let us make two tabernacles.
Hagamos dos iglesias acá.
Let us make two churches here.
Una por este lado.
One over here.
Donde podamos
where we can
predicar a Elías.
Preach about Elijah.
Predicar de la justicia de Elías.
Preach about the Elijah's justice.
Y que si somos justos,
and that if we're justified,
entonces nosotros vamos a ser salvos.
Then we can be saved.
Y Pedro dijo,
and Peter said,
y abriremos las puertas de esta enramada.
And we'll open up this, the doors of this tabernacle.
Y los que vengan a adorar aquí en justicia,
and those that come here to worship,
y puedan dar todas sus posesiones,
and they'll be able to give their own possessions.
Y puedan dar todo lo que tiene.
And they'll be able to give everything they
y alimentar
have.
A los pobres.
And we can be able to feed the poor.
Y vestir a los que no tienen ropa.
And dress the ones that do not have
esos
clothes.
Van a ser salvos.
Those are the ones that will be saved.
Y los que no quieran venir acá.
And who doesn't want to come here.
Entonces vamos a abrir otro tabernáculo
we'll
aquí.
Up another church up here.
Donde prediquemos
where
a Moisés.
Where we can preach about Moses.
Y prediquemos la ley.
And we can preach about the law.
Y que tenemos que vestirnos de esta manera.
We need to dress a certain way.
Y que tenemos que dejar de hacer eso.
And that we need to stop doing this
and
that.
Vamos a hacer lista de lo que debe de hacer y lo que no debe de hacer.
And that you would have a list of what to do and not to do.
Y aquí los que quieran venir,
and whoever wants to come here,
los vamos a llegar a llenar de legalismos.
We're going to fill them with legalism.
Para que a través de legalismos,
so that through legalism,
ellos puedan ser salvos.
They can be saved.
Y los que no quieran estar con legalismo,
and who doesn't want to be a legalist,
entonces se van acá para ser
they
justos.
Can go over there to the Elijah church.
Y los que no quieran estar justos,
and whoever does not want to be justified over
se
there,
vengan a los legalismos.
Can come to the legalists.
Yo quiero decirle esta noche,
let me tell you tonight,
usted no es salvo por obras.
You are not saved by your works.
Usted no es salvo por lo que usted haga.
You are not saved by what you do.
Usted es salvo por lo que
you
él hizo hace 2000 años en la cruz del Calvario.
For you on the cross of Calvary.
Usted no salvo por legalismo.
You are not saved by legalism.
Usted no es salvo por códigos de conducta.
You are not saved by orders and conduct.
Eso está solamente en la carne.
That is only in the flesh.
Se necesita el nuevo nacimiento.
What you need is the new birth.
Se necesita a Cristo moviéndose dentro de usted.
It's Christ living in you.
Si no solamente ha sido entrenado.
And if you've been trained. Yeah.
Se necesita Cristo viviendo en usted.
You need to have Christ living in you.
No es de este lado con la justicia.
Not over here on one side with just justice.
Ni tampoco el otro lado con con dogmas y legalismos.
Or another side with dogmas
Porque
and legalism.
La Biblia dice
because the Bible says
que cuando Pedro estaba diciendo
that
eso,
when Peter was saying
cuando Pedro estaba diciendo,
when Peter was saying
hagamos
that,
aquí una enramada,
said, let's make a tabernacle here
para Elías,
for Elijah
y otro para Moisés,
and another one for Moses.
Ni siquiera había terminado de hablar.
He had not even finished saying that.
Cuando una voz de los cielos,
when a voice from heaven came out
habló y dijo,
and spoke and said,
este es mi
this
hijo
is
amado.
My beloved son.
A él,
hear ye
oíd.
Him. Amen.
¿A quién oímos?
Who are we going to listen to?
La justicia para ser salvos?
The justice to be saved?
Legalismo para ser salvos?
Legalism to be saved?
Yo no tengo algo mejor.
I have something better.
Escúchalo a él.
Listen to him, amen.
Escucha el Espíritu Santo de Dios
to the
para
Holy
esta hora.
Spirit of God in this hour.
Él le va a decir a usted lo que usted tiene
he
que
will
hacer.
Tell you what you need to do.
Gloria sea dada al Señor.
Amen.
Bendito sea el Señor.
Blessed be his name.
Hubo una diferencia.
There was a difference.
Este es mi hijo amado.
This is my beloved son.
En el cual tengo complacencia.
In whom I am well pleased.
Eso lo dijo en el Jordán.
And that's what he said at the
Pero
River
cuando
Jordan.
Fue adoptado,
but when he was adopted,
él agregó eso.
He added that.
A él oído.
Hear ye him.
¿Qué es eso?
What is that?
Autoridad.
Authority. Yeah. Amen.
Con esto termino acá.
And with this I'm going to finish.
El profeta de Dios dice,
the prophet of God says,
que en el mensaje de la edad de Esmirna,
in the message of the age of Smyrna,
si no sufrimos con él,
if we do not suffer with him,
entonces no podremos reinar con él.
We cannot reign with him.
Usted tiene que sufrir,
you have to suffer,
para reinar,
in order to reign.
La razón de esto es simplemente,
the reason for this is simply,
que el carácter nunca se obtiene sin sufrimiento.
That you know, you do not obtain character without suffering.
Carácter,
character,
es una victoria,
is a victory.
Amen. No es un don.
It's not a gift.
Right. Amen.
Amen.
No puedo decirle,
I cannot tell you,
aquí tengo un regalo para usted,
that here I have a gift for you.
Tenga, carácter.
Here's some character.
No es un regalo, no es un don.
It's not a gift, because character is not a gift.
Sí, para poder tener carácter,
in order for you to be able to have character,
tenemos que tener victoria.
You have to have victories.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Dice y termina acá el profeta diciendo,
the prophet says, continues to say,
un hombre sin carácter,
a man without character,
no puede reinar,
cannot reign,
porque el poder,
because power,
aparte,
outside,
del carácter es satánico,
of character is satanic,
pero poder con carácter,
but power with character,
es digno de reinar,
is fit to rule. Amen.
¿Alguien lo cree?
Do you believe that?
Para eso fuimos llamados.
And that's what we were called for.
Para tener,
to be able to have,
el carácter de Cristo,
the character of Christ.
En medio de nosotros.
In our midst.
Amen. Pongámonos de pie.
Amen. Let's stand to our feet. Hallelujah.
Glorioso Padre Celestial.
Lord Heavenly Father.
Aquí estamos esta noche.
We are here tonight.
Gracias por tu palabra.
Thank you, Lord, for your word.
Por el pensamiento, Señor.
We thank you for the thought.
Señor amado, que tú pudiste darnos a través de tu palabra.
That you have given us through your word.
Gracias, Señor.
Lord, we thank you.
Por tu palabra revelada.
For your revealed word.
Señor, es en estos momentos.
Lord, it's in this moment.
Cuando pensamos, Padre.
When we think.
En lo que la razón por la cual hemos sido llamados.
The reason why we were called.
Yo sé que estas cosas nuestro hermano Dale las predica aquí.
I know that Brother Dale preaches these things here.
Es solamente recordar al pueblo.
And it's only just a reminder to the people.
Para recordar por lo cual hemos sido llamados.
To remember the reason why we were called.
Fuimos llamados.
We were called.
Para vencer.
To conquer.
Porque tú nos llamaste.
Because you called us.
Y aquel que nos llamó.
And he that called us.
Aquel que nos eligió.
He that elected us.
Es fiel.
Is faithful.
para terminar la obra,
to finish the work
que él ha comenzado en nosotros,
that he has started in us.
Gracias, Señor.
Thank you, Father.
Bendice este pueblo amoroso.
Lord, bless this loving people.
Bendice su pastor.
Bless your pastor.
Los músicos.
Bless their musicians.
Los diáconos.
Bless their deacons.
Los cantores.
Bless the singers.
A cada uno de ellos,
each
Señor.
One of them, Lord.
Y que no nos vayamos a casa,
and that we would not go home, Lord,
cargando derrotas,
carrying defeats,
sino que sepamos,
but that we would know,
que el único derrotado,
that the only one that has been defeated,
es el enemigo,
is our enemy.
Gracias por todo.
Lord, we thank you for all.
En el nombre de Jesucristo.
In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Señor le bendiga.
God bless you.
Oren por nosotros.
I would ask that you just pray for us.
Dios le bendiga.
Amen. Gracias. God bless you all. Thank you.
Yes, this is like heaven to me. Oh, this is like heaven to me. Praise God.
Oh, this is like heaven.
Fair land, and then when we get in that land, like our brother says, we got to be placed. We got to come to adoption. We got to come to where God wants to speak through us. He's been wanting to do that for years and years and years. But I believe He's got a people that He's training, getting them ready through suffering, through heartaches and trials. Just remember, the Bible says that Moses, he forsook all that of Egypt. He could have had grapes put in his mouth by the most beautiful women in the world, never worked a day in his life. He could have been the Pharaoh. And he refused that because of the cause of Jesus Christ. And he suffered the whole time. But you know what? Moses made it. Moses made it. That's the same thing with me and you. We've got to suffer to reign. We got to know how to do it. And only by suffering can we do it. What a great thing. We got eternity we're looking at. Not just people in the world. I was thinking when our brother was speaking, the people in the world, they go through suffering and they don't know how to take it. They don't know what to do with it. They have no end. They have no end. No way to think of what's going to happen. Or well, what's going to happen next. Well, we know what's going to happen next for us. If we have to pass from this world, guess what? 5 seconds later, we're standing in eternity and not having to worry about anything that's going on this side. What a blessing to know that we have a place to go. And as I've always told you, remember, a Christian doesn't just fall to pieces because of tragedy. Tragedy actually defines who you are. You look in the Bible, David, what he just preached about. David, the tragedy in his life defined who David was. The tragedy in Abraham's life defined who he was. All the different ones. The tragedy in Jesus' life defined who he was. So the tragedy in our life defines who we are. You love the Lord? Remember 3 o'clock, Brother Darrell Ward will be with us this coming weekend. Just keep that in prayer. And he'll be here with us Sunday also. And then next Sunday, we'll have questions and answers on the second service. If you have any questions, I've got a couple to cover. If you have any of your own, then just slip them to me or email them or even WhatsApp to me or call me or text me and let me know. We sure like questions and answers, and we like to just take the time to be able to pick a subject like that and answer the questions. So God bless you. We love you with the love of the Lord. Thank you so much for all your prayers. We got Bella back now, so good to have you back with us. But let's pray for Brother Eric as he continues on, and Brother Luis will be with him, so just remember them this coming weekend. They'll be at Brother Jason Watkins, so they'll be there with them, and then we'll be here, Lord willing. Then next weekend, we'll have our sign-up sheet. Now remember, if you want to learn how to sew, and the thing that questionnaires at the door back there, just remember to fill it out. And then the men, and we're going to have a cooking class also on that day. And Brother Danny's going to cook biscuits. Joy, I told that to Joyce the other day, and she said, "I ain't making them." Amen to that. But we sure appreciate Brother Danny. He does. All you men that cook, we sure appreciate it. That I tell you, it's an art for a sister to cook all that she cooks for us and does all the things that she does. So let's just take a little bit of that off of her, maybe. Hey, we can live off mac and cheese. Ask Lily. Where's Lily at? Lily can live off mac and cheese. Sarah's going thumbs up. But I mean good mac and cheese. It's cheating when you do it with Kraft. Right. Cheating when you do it in a box.
Right.
Make it out of scratch. But we're still human beings, and we sure thank the Lord for giving us an opportunity and for all you coming here to this church that we can supply things for us to better ourselves. Listen, how many times have I told you? We live out there more than we live here.
Right.
We come here just a few hours a week, but we live 24/7 out there. And out there is where the victory is. The victory's not in here so much. The victory's out there. Amen. Amen? You get your tool sharpened here, but then you go out there and you use it out there. So with all minds clear, we'll bow our heads and dismiss. Remember, all of you that have a class that we're going to this weekend, kind of in Morphe, the study back there, and then the nursery over there, and then Sister Rachel and them will be going downstairs, and Sister Monica, and they'll be moving around. So just kind of do that this weekend, and it will we'll use this room to, if you want to go in there and pray, or if you want to go in there and study, or the musicians, or anybody, or our brother Joe, or any song leader, go in there and just kind of clear your thoughts out. That's why it's so important that if you have a job, it's really important to pray.
Amen.
Pray about these things. Go in there in your closet at home. Don't come rushing in here 5 minutes before the service starts and try to lead singing. That just don't work.
Right.
That just don't work. You got to get prepared. Because that's an important job. You're shooing the devil back and bringing God in.
Amen.
So that we can hear from him. And it's a very, every job, you know, I know that. Every job in this whole church is important. Extremely important. The spiritual part of it, extremely, extremely important. Amen. So let's bow our heads. Dear Heavenly Father, Lord, thank you for this evening that our brother poured out his heart, Father, and Brother Luis, Lord, also. Lord, we pray that you'd bless him, Father. Be with his group there in Honduras and the ministers and the different ones, Lord. But give him strength now as he is here in America, Father, him and little Robert. Lord, I pray that you'd put your blessings upon them. Keep them strong, Lord. Bless them on the highways. There's no problems, no issues. Father, I pray that you'd lead us and guide us, Lord, into all truth. And forgive us of our faults and failures and the many things that we do that's contrary to you, Father. We sure appreciate all our brothers and sisters, Lord. We pray that you'd heal the ones that are sick, Lord, that you'll bring them back together here, Father. Just bless us now until we come back on Saturday, 3 o'clock. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. God bless you. You're dismissed.